that.
So let me just take a step back here, because what we were trying to address here is there is a definition of mobile equipment, and it applies to both business auto and your airport liability. And not knowing exactly what each and every operation will be utilizing for this service, we put that provision in there so that whether it's considered to be mobile equipment, not designed for off-the-road use, and eligible for coverage under your inland marine as well as your airport liability, or it's something that's put on a platform or a chassis that's designed for over-the-road use, we want to make sure if there is a business auto exposure, a vehicle designed for over-the-road use, then there is a business auto liability coverage requirement. If the auto is not designed, or the vehicle, I should say, if the unit is not designed for over-the-road use, it's not licensed to go over-the-road, it cannot be confused with an over-the-road vehicle, then it's mobile equipment and will be covered under the airport liability policy.
Well, what Scott was confusing me is that let's say an air charter company sets a business up here and buys a Honda Civic. And with that Honda Civic, they're going to go back and forth and pick up catering for their trips. They're going to pick up passengers, maybe, I don't know, they purchase a business automobile. Are they, under this matrix, I'm assuming they do not require...
This matrix is only under aviation fuel sales.
Well, that's my confusion. Do you understand my confusion of why that type of activity does not require to have any business automobile insurance under this, the way this matrix is laid out?
Now, are you talking about like a courtesy car?
Hang on. Just let me answer. I'm trying to get this answer this question. I keep getting interrupted. That's my, if you can clarify that for me, I think I can understand.
Well, there was discussion of the courtesy car, and the decision was not to enforce that because the concern on this particular, during our discussions, was a truck with fuel being operated over the road, or a truck with fuel being in a situation where it may not be covered by the airport liability insurance.
Okay, well, we're not talking about courtesy cars. We're just talking about a business that we have listed, an air charter business, and they buy a vehicle to be used in the business, an on-the-road vehicle.
There's also the distinction that any on-the-road vehicle that anybody buys, they're required by state law that they're operating right on the road to have auto insurance.
Right.
So
exactly.
We wanted to look at the vehicles that could potentially be considered an on-the-road vehicle and only be eligible for coverage under that auto line that are being used on county grounds, that we wanted that coverage to be purchased for those if that was the only place that coverage could be obtained. Because if the insurance company, if there's a claim and the insurance company looks at your vehicle and says this does not qualify as mobile equipment and we're going to deny the coverage, then we want to ensure that that vehicle is insured under auto if that's how the insurance company is going to classify it. The Honda Civic that someone's using for a courtesy use, state law is going to require that you have.
Right. Any vehicle with tags has to have insurance. So that's what I was confused about. It says, to me, a business automobile, which is what it says, business automobile, is an automobile that you use in your business, fuel truck or Honda Civic.
Well, that's what the coverage is intended to apply to.
Okay.
But the concern, the purpose in putting that separate category was for the fuel truck.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think the name of the category is what's confusing me then, but I guess
Why don't we call it a fuel truck then? People that's going to be reviewing this and looking at this so they understand it, why don't we call it a fuel truck then instead of an automobile?
But that's the line of insurance. There isn't a fuel truck line of insurance. There's a business auto line of insurance that would be purchased to cover the fuel truck.
Can we put
a
note?
Parenthesis then that says fuel truck.
Either that or a note 5, and note 5 says the intent of this is for fuel trucks, X, Y, Z.
That may be a better way of covering it.
Or the parenthesis should go over on the activity on the operator side instead of on the insurance side.
I would be okay with the note.
Fine. Make it a 5. So how about next to aviation fuel sales, I say see note 5. And note 5 is going to say somebody?
The fuel truck not eligible